Father, thank you for this word today. Thank you for your word that's anointed, God, that destroys every yoke in the name of Jesus, that brings us out of into your purpose. Thank you for that word today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, I preached a message to you before, you know, about waiting. You know, your name's going to be called. Just sit still and wait, which is true. But today I'm going to tell you to get up and do something. Amen. So today we're just going to talk about don't just sit there, but do something. So the waiting's over. The sitting is over. Amen. For somebody today. So you might be that somebody that needs to hear that word today. Amen. So don't just sit there till you die. You know, there are different seasons in our life and our relationship with God and our Christian walk. There's different seasons, different situations, different circumstances. Like Laverne said, we haven't got there yet, you know, and haven't received all that God says is ours. And things that come along in life that calls for different actions to be taken. And action is the fact or process of doing something, a manner or style of doing something. Typically the way in which a mechanism works or a person moves. And a reaction is respond or behave in a particular way in response to something. So when things come along in our lives, situations and circumstances and things like that, we will react according to the action we take. Amen. So how I react to that situation is going to determine the action I take to overcome or walk through whatever that is at that moment in time. Right. Amen. So if I react to a situation in fear, I am going to take action that's going to be productive of fear.
Right.
Anybody understand what I'm saying? If I take something comes along in life and I take a reaction to it in faith, believing what I know the Word has to say to it, then I am going to take action that's going to be productive to faith.
That's right.
Amen? So I react to a situation, react to an action. So, you know, sometimes we are to be still and wait.
Yeah.
There are times in life where God just says, just shh, be quiet. I'm working on some things.
Yeah.
Be still. But today's message is for somebody. If nobody else, it's me. I preached to myself about it all weekend. Then it's for me today. So you just listen while I preach to myself, okay? So sometimes we are to be still and to wait. But at times when we get those situations, circumstances that come along in life just because it's life, and we ain't got to where we're going yet, amen, that is where we have to have the wisdom of God to show us what to do in that particular season that we are in at that moment. You know, the whisper of the Holy Spirit may come and say, just be quiet, worship, stay in the Word, this too shall pass, stay low, I'm handling it. But then there are sometimes, hallelujah, there's a roar that comes up on inside of you that says, I've stood here long enough.
Right.
And it's not a roar of fear, it's not a roar of saying, you know, I'm going to try to make something happen, but it's a roar that says, okay, it's time for this to be over with. It's time for this to be dealt with.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that is where some of us are at right now.
Yes.
We've had situations in our life that's been there, and it's like it's just a thorn in the flesh, a thorn in the side. It's like it's just something, and we're just like, okay, I feel my helper coming, and he said it's time to quit sitting there. You've been sitting there long enough.
Amen.
It's time to rise up and take action.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Anybody receive that this morning? So sometimes we're to get up and move and not sit there till we die. Sit means staying in the same position. Die means to stop living or to cease from being.
Yeah.
Amen. So it's easier to sometimes not to do anything because we don't like the change it may require for us to just to get up. You know, our physical bodies were made to move.
Yes.
Soon as surgery's over with, they're going to get you up.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as possible. You know, when Kenny's in the hospital, he'd got it finally on the floor. He'd been on every floor except the baby floor. Hallelujah. We didn't stop there. So when he got to the floor to where he was going to get rehab to come home, he said, okay, no problem. Just give me a walker and I'll take off. And they said, no, Mr. Powell, you've been in the bed like 36 days. He's in there 41 total. You've been in the bed 37 days. You're not just going to get up and walk because you've not been moving. And it takes at least one day in the bed for your muscles to start relaxing and start deteriorating. Amen. So they said for every day that you've been in the bed, it's going to take 7 days. Every day that you've been in the bed, it's going to take a day of rehab, a day of getting those muscles to move again, to start moving again. So, you know, Mr. Powell, he said, give me the walker. He stood up, down, he went. So our bodies were made to move. So is our spirit man. How do we get our spirit man to move it? By knowing what's in this word.
Amen.
Keeping that fire burning inside of us, of knowing what the word says.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Keep moving. So whatever the situation, we should be like the people in 2 Chronicles. So people came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you. The people of Judah began to seek help for the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came to Jehaziel. He said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Amen.
So when God says, okay, it's time to quit sinning, it's time to get up, it's time to take action, and don't sit there till you die, it's time to do something. So, but today's message is for somebody. Your day of sitting is over. It's time to get up and do something.
Amen.
Amen. So turn your Bibles this morning to 2 Kings 7, 3 and 5. Very familiar passage of Scripture. And there were four leprous men sitting, men at the entering of the gate, and they said to one to another, why sit here till we die? If we say we'll enter in the city, the fame that is in the city, we're going to die there. And if we sit here, we're going to die too. So therefore, come and let us fall at the host of the Syrians. If they save us, we'll live. And if they don't, they'll kill us and we're going to die. We're going to die either way. Whether we sit here, we're going to die. Or whether we choose to take action, we're going to die. That's what you call caught between a rock and a hard place. Amen. So, and they rose up at twilight, went into the camp of the Syrians, and were come to the uttermost part of the camp, and there was no man there. Now, in this chapter before that, things was pretty bad. The word says that a famine had plagued the land so bad that women were boiling and eating their own children just to stay alive. That's a bad time. And then a Samuel read about the four leprous men who could not be within the city because of their leprosy. They were an outcast. So they had to stay outside of the city. So they were at the point of death and were forced to make a life-changing situation. Because of having leprosy, they were not allowed inside of the city. They were considered unclean. So have you ever been to a place where it seems as if you was between a rock and a hard place? You know, if you made this decision, it doesn't look good. If you make that decision doesn't look good. Then you got those well-meaning folks in your life. We all got those well-meaning folks, amen? That's willing to say, do it this way. Don't do it that way. Maybe you should or maybe you shouldn't. That's when you have to get along with God and shut out all the noise.
Amen.
And shut out all of that noise, all that clutter, and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do about this situation? It doesn't look like if I go this way, it's bad, or if I go that way, it's bad. If I stay, I'm going to die. If I go, I'm going to die. But either way, God, I'm going to trust you.
Amen.
Because I refuse to sit here. It's time to get up. I refuse to sit here.
Yes.
So that's where these four leprous men were. Back in verse 1, Second Kings chapter 7, verse 1, Elisha just prophesied, and he said, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, the famine is going to be over. Food's coming.
Right.
Amen? So it's going to be a better time this time tomorrow. So now the men with the leprosy heard that there was going to be food. So they went to the Syrian camp, the enemy's camp, and they realized that approaching this could cost them their lives. But they needed to do something because they were going to die either way. So as they said, sit here, we're going to die from starvation if we go to the enemy's camp. We believe that you're going to show us mercy, show us where the food's at. And yes, they may kill us, but we make a choice today that we're not going to sit here the same, the way that we have been. We are going to make that choice today not to sit here. Not to sit here, but to do something. Amen. So they made a decision to do something instead of just sitting there. God is waiting on us, church. He's still given us everything that we need to overcome. And so many times we just want to sit because we don't understand the change. We are comfortable where we're at, and we're dying. We're depressed, we're oppressed, we're frustrated. And sometimes when we are frustrated, we need to find the source of why we are frustrated and depressed. And sometimes it's just God's, and you need to get up and do something about it instead of being oppressed and depressed and frustrated about it, whatever it may be. Amen? So what did the lepers do? They jumped up. They made a decision at that point to at least get up. At least get up. So they jumped up and entered the Syrian camp. 2 Kings 7:6-8 says, "For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise." And we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. "A chariot, a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said to one another, 'The king of Israel hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the Egyptians.' So they rose and fled in the twilight, left their tents, horses, and donkeys, camp, and fled, everything, left them. And when these lepers came to the camp, they went into the tent, got the food, ate, drank it, carried gold, silver, raiment, went and hid it, came again, entered, carried out more." Hallelujah. Amen. That sounds like a more than a double portion. "Then they said to one another, 'What are we doing? It's not right. This is a good news. This is day of good news, and we are keeping it to ourselves.'" I tell you, when you get ready to decide to get up, the overflow is going to start, and it's not going to quit. Amen. Somebody just say, "It's time to get up." So their victory was so great, they decided not to keep it to themselves. You know, when you get to that point and you say, "Enough is enough, I'm tired of it, sick and tired of this," or whatever it is you may be holding on to or you're frustrated about, it's going to be so good that you're not going to be able to keep it to yourself. Amen. You're not going to be able to keep it to yourself. These four men who were outcasts because of their leprosy, but they did not allow that condition to stop them from using their faith. And so many times when we are going through something and we're sitting there and life is literally leaving our body, so to speak, we've quit living, we've quit existing, we've quit interacting and fellowshipping and all of that, the enemy wants to come in and say, "Where is your faith? If God said..." So how many times do we see people, or maybe ourselves, quit, throw up our hands and quit? It's time to get up. It's time to do something. Hallelujah. If it's not but just a little thing, and then a little bit more, and a little bit more, do something. So these four leper men could have said, "What's the use in trying? God won't heal us, so why should he show mercy if we go to the enemy's camp?" So instead, they jumped up and moved. They moved by this one act of faith. God would deliver them and save the nation. Who knows? Your one act of faith of deciding to get up is not going to be for the salvation of your family. Who knows, the one act of your saying, "I refuse to sit here," is not going to stir somebody into revival. How do you know that your one act of faith of saying, "I refuse to sit here," is going to cause someone that's dying of a disease that says, "Well, yes, God can heal me"? Hallelujah. You never know what your one act of faith is going to do. Your one act of persistent faith. God is a moving God. He's a God of motion. Our relationship with God, our Christian walk with God, is one of movement. It's one of motion. It doesn't need to become stale. The very first thing that God mentioned in the Bible, we see him moving in Genesis. He says, "In the beginning, God created, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." And sometimes in our life, when we're sitting, and that one particular thing keeps hounding us and keeps being a thorn, It seems like there's darkness. But when we choose to get up and not sit there any longer,
yes,
something begins to happen. Woo! Hallelujah. Go, oh, hallelujah. Glory. Something. Ha ha.
Yes.
I feel. Oh my goodness, church. I feel the waters moving for somebody this morning.
Amen.
He's just asking you to get up. He's just asking you to refuse to stay there. Glory to God.
Yes.
And God began to speak. He began to do something about that which was without form and void. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Yes.
And I like how the Amplified Bible reads it. It says the Spirit of God was moving.
Yeah.
Your help is already there, but maybe you're just sitting on it.
Oh.
Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah. Help me, Jesus. God is a moving God, and since we're created in His image and His likeness, God expects us to be sons and daughters that are on the move.
Yes.
People that are on the move are accomplishers.
Yes.
People that are on the move are people that get things done. If you don't like your situation, then do something about it. Psalms 1 says, and whatever he does, he prospers. Whatever a man does, he prospers and comes to maturity. The blessed person is a doing person. The person in Psalms did something to be blessed. God does not bless what you think or what you feel or even what you dream. God blesses what you do in faith. Besides, I refuse to stand here, sit here, and be like I am no more.
Right.
Hallelujah. He blesses your faith.
Amen.
He blesses your faith.
Yes.
If you sit around feeling sorry for yourself, God's not going to bless that feeling. He's giving you the power of an overcomer. Hallelujah. The four men in 2 Kings rose up, went into the enemy's camp, and because of their faith with works, they did not only save themselves, but an entire nation. And when the lepers discovered that the Syrian camp was deserted, they went back, told the rest of the Israelites, and by doing so, saved everyone alive. Like I said before, you don't know what your one action of faith is going to do to those that are around you. It could bust things wide open for in your family. Glory to God. Back in 5:6 that we read a while ago, this was the enemy. The Syrian army was not defeated by soldiers, chariots, or a great army. They were defeated by what they heard.
Yes, they were.
Mm-hmm. They were defeated by what they heard. What are you allowing yourself to hear? For the Lord has made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. There are times when we don't move, when we should just sit and wait because we're listening to the wrong things. What are you hearing? But I'll tell you what, church, once you begin to have that persistent faith that says, I refuse to sit here till I die, the enemy is going to run in terror when he sees you getting up. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
He's going to run in terror when he says, oh my, they're on the move.
Yeah.
They're on the move. Woo! Glory to God. They got up. What are they doing up? They should have been dead. What are they doing on the move?
Yes.
They shouldn't be like that. What's going on?
Yes.
Because they're hearing. He is hearing the sound of your praise, the sound of your worship, the sound of your confession that says, I will not sit here in this situation any longer. And the enemy begins to hear that sound. Woo! Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Ezekiel told the dry bones if they would live, again they must hear the word of the Lord. Dead dry bones were turned into a mighty army by hearing of the word of the Lord. The Syrian army was defeated by what they heard. Mark 5, a certain woman had an issue of blood 12 years. That was a long time to be sitting with a disease. Amen. And had suffered many things and many physicians, had spent all she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. See, as long as you remain sitting, your situation will not get any better. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press and touched his garment. Sometimes you have to press your way through, church, but just get up. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I'll be made whole. She said, all I've got to do is touch him. But as long as I'm sitting and staying in this position and not moving, I can't touch him. But I got to get up. I got to press. I got to go. I got to touch him. And if I can but touch him, things are going to change. Verse 29 says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And I'm telling you, church, when you make a decision to get up and make a decision, I'm not going to sit here till I die, you're going to start feeling some things in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. You're going to feel some things start shifting, some things start changing. Don't be surprised if some of your friends have to go. Don't be surprised if there are some things that have to shake off of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Ha ha. Oh, my goodness. So she got up. Her condition made her ceremonially unclean and disqualified from mixing with crowds of people. So there came in, how many times have we chosen to sit and we've been so depressed and oppressed we won't even come to church because we think we're not no benefit to ourselves or anybody else. So we've disqualified ourselves. Sometimes when we're going through something and then it's a long, drawn-out thing and we just continually sit on it and sit on it and sit on it, yeah, we become disqualified. But I got good news because the gospel is good news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
That God has never disqualified you because of what you're going through.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God has never disqualified you because of that. And even when you feel and think all those things are not according to the word, that doesn't disqualify you either.
No.
Amen. So I'm going to get up and do something. So there came a time when this woman made a decision of faith. I refuse to sit here and die. I'm going to get up and move. I know I'm not supposed to be out there in the crowd, but I'm going. So the enemy may put in your head, I don't know if I need to go to church or not. I don't know what they've heard about me. I don't know if they know what I've been through. I don't know if they know what I'm thinking. So I'm just going to stay at home and not mix with the church folks. That's the worst thing you can do. If you got to get to, if you got something, you got to get to where there are like believers that can believe for you. And if you're going through something, find somebody that knows how to pray. And so there's this vast army coming against me. What do we need to do? We're going to fast and pray. We're going to get a word from the Lord. And then we're going to prophesy to that situation that it's going to change. Hallelujah. God is just looking for somebody to come into agreement with Him and His Word. Find you a somebody that knows the Word, that knows how to pray, that knows how to believe. And then you all get the Word from the Lord and begin to speak what you've heard. And watch that situation begin to change. Because when you put the word of the Lord on it, it has to change. It has no choice, you see, to change because the word is truth. Hallelujah. The word is truth. So I've got to get up and do something. Hallelujah. You know, the well-meaning people in your life, you say, be quiet. Don't upset the apple cart. We like the way things are going. I'm telling you, God has anointed you to upset the apple cart. And one of the greatest apple carts that needs to be upset is religion that says you have to work for what you've got, that you have to earn God's grace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I know they told me it would never change. I know they told me, but I just can't sit any longer. I've been here too long. So I'm getting weaker. I'm getting more depressed. I got to get up and I got to move towards something. This woman's healing was the result of great and persistent faith. The faith that the faith has saved you. Saved, meaning to save, heal, cure. Persevere, keep safe and sound. Rescue from danger, destruction, or delivery. Thou faith has saved thee. Thou faith has persevered for you. It's kept you safe. It's rescued you from danger or destruction. Hallelujah. Tell somebody it's time for persistent faith. Can't sit here any longer. Faith that says, I have stayed too long. I have stayed too quiet. Whew. Glory to God. I can't sit here any longer. The prodigal son in Luke could not sit on the fence and watch the hogs any longer. He had to get up and return to where he knew his help was at, and that was the Father's house.
Right.
Amen. So Naaman had to go and dip 7 times in Jordan. I don't know what is going to be required of you once you get up to get to that place of your deliverance. We know that God has already done it. Faith without works is dead, though.
Yes.
And he was saying, you need to do this. You need to do that. Amen. So Naaman had to go and dip in Jordan 7 times. Get up and move. 4 leprous men that were willing to get up and brought the news of deliverance to Samaria. 4 leprous men that decided to move open the way for many others, decided to move. These men not only saved their lives, but also the lives of others, because they just not sit down and quit. They just not sit there and said, I'm going to do something. I know you've been waiting on God, but now God is waiting on you. You have the power in you. You have the anointing in you and on you to make a change in your hopeless situation as long as you do something. All it takes is a little courage. You need to go after whatever it is that you want, and then be aggressive at it. This is your time. You sit there long enough, now do something. And I promise you that if you choose to get up and do something, God said, now, whoo, let's go, angels. They have made the choice to get up and do something. Now that which I have wanted to do for them, I can start working now. I can start moving some things around for them. Stand to your feet this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, Father, in my life or other people's lives that's holding us back, that's causing us to sit, be discouraged, be despondent, be depressed and oppressed and thinking things are never going to change, we thank you by the anointing today. That thing is broken. And you're giving us fresh vision today. You're giving us ears that hear. And we refuse to sit until we cease from living in life, being involved in life, fellowshipping in life. We refuse from this day forward to be the same. And we thank you for the change that's taking place today. Hallelujah. Whatever you are believing God for this morning, I just want you to come. I want to lay hands on you. I believe God is going to restore unto you some things the enemy has come and stolen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want you to come this morning. I want to just come into agreement with you. My God, He's going to do it again. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not lost His power. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Father, when I lay my hands on these people, I think that it's going to set into motion some things that they are believing for. You're going to begin to give them direction as you speak to them even today, God. We agree with your word. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Now, yes, Father, there it is. In the name of Jesus. Persistent faith. Begin to speak that over others' lives. In Jesus' name. That they will not remain and die, but they will live their purpose on this earth. In Jesus' name. Oh, ha, sha, ye, he, say, hey, hey, aham, bata, ye. Oh, adadanda, da, badalianto, oh, loto, koto, rebabakasia. She, hey, hey, siato, home. There it is. There it is. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Stir it up, God. Stir it up, God. Stir it up. Ishoho la te esse he mahata. Kondo do sata tala di de kota la de ara. Se he 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 ya ha ba 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 ha sata ya. Oh, na ha sata di ara kumba ba ba sata ya. I speak life to you in the name of Jesus. I speak life to you in the name of Jesus. Life. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're breathing. You are breathing upon her in a mighty way in this season. Thank you for direction, God. There it is, Miriam. Woo! Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, sahaha. Mamma babata sata lete ekati o soto o tata latea. E shehehia sahaha. Moya kahama babakasia. Speak to those one that you see dying in life. Speak to them, daughter. Speak life to them. Speak life to them and begin to decree and declare that they are not going to sit there and die. There. Yes, God. There it is. In Jesus' name. Fire. Fire. In Jesus. May he shehe, fire the Holy Ghost. Fire. Deliver. Oh, Yahara Dada Bakira Dada Haya. Na, Siamba Baba, Sierra Dada Kaya. Oh, Haladadadaya. Call. I hear the Lord saying, there's glory coming from the ashes, whatever that means. Hallelujah. Oh, our God. Is an awesome God. He is the I am, and He can take nothing and make something. Hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of God breaks every yoke in the name of Jesus. There it is. Ah. Oh, yes, God. Yes. Shola da da la dia da 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 ba ka da si da. Thank you, Jesus. May that thirst for God never ever leave you. But I decree and declare that it's going to increase and it's going to intensify. You will live your life for the glory of God. And God says that you are a life changer. Life changer. You're called to be different. Because sometimes you feel different. And God says that's okay. Because you are different in a good way. Oh, thank you, Father God, for your anointing. There it is.
presence of the Holy Spirit covers you right now as a shield. She is a believer of the truth, and in her covenant with you, there it is, sweet presence of God. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ones that will not deviate from the truth of what the Word says. Ones that have settled in their heart, God, this is what your Word says. We refuse to believe or hear any other thing people are saying. We choose to stand on the truth of your Word. Oh, I thank you. You've got them covered, God. You have got them covered. I thank you for your anointing that rests mightily on them. That they have refused to sit, but they are movers in the kingdom of God. I speak that over them right now in the name of Jesus. Movers, decreeing and declaring what the Word says. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I see you as a strong fence post in your faith and in what you know the Word says. Not leaning to the right or to the left, but staying true. Staying true to your Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Anointing. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Healing. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yada na la di ando da 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 da. Thank you for your sweet presence in this place, God. The name of Jesus above all names. The name of Jesus above any disease, any oppression, any depression, any lack. The name of Jesus. Reign supreme. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence in this house today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
If you know someone that is has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer, we want to stand in for that person right now in the name of Jesus. I heard this earlier in the service. And the word of the Lord to you is that you will live and not die.
Yes. Yes.
You will proclaim the healing power of your God.
Yes.
And I come against that in the name of Jesus, because the word says that by his stripes you're healed.
Yes. Amen.
And I curse that thing at the very root. Do not fear, for the Lord your God is with you. And I speak right now to you to move.
Yes.
To rise up, move, and begin to decree and declare
yes.
the word of the Lord over your body.
Amen.
From the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Yes. Yes.
Be healed and raised up.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Right here.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome presence of the healing power of God in this place right now. If you know anyone that's battling a disease or an illness, just lift your hand right now and we're going to decree and declare the word of the Lord over them. Whether it's for yourself or someone else, we speak healing over you in Jesus' name. Whatever's causing the pain of your body, we speak to the root of that pain to die in the name of Jesus. Raise up, begin to move, begin to do something that you've not done in a long time. Hallelujah. Begin to walk that thing out. Begin to move. Hallelujah. Glory. One simple act of your faith is going to begin to set some things into motion for your healing to manifest. I decree and declare that you are healed by the stripes of Jesus. And it's coming forth quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. I'm not a doctor, but I believe his organs and stuff are shutting down.
Thank you, Father. Lord, we just pray. Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, hey, ha, Messiah. Oh, yo, ho, Messiah. Ma ba ba ba, lita koto shanda da dea. Le te dia da 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 ya. Ha, Donnie. Thank you for your visitation to him, God. Thank you for visiting him, Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit. Covering him right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God. Yes, 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 God. In Jesus' name. Be released, Donnie. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.